Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mushtaba with World News. The headlines. 27 Indians lured into illegal jobs in Myanmar rescued back to India. Social media platform X acknowledges gaps in content moderation standards, assures compliance with Indian laws. Iran authorities indicate intensified crackdown on largest anti-government demonstrations in years. And in cricket, first ODI of three-match series between India and New Zealand to be played in Vadodara this afternoon. And now the news in detail. A total of 27 Indian citizens who were lured to Myanmar with false job promises but were instead forced to work illegally in cyber scam operations have been safely rescued and brought back to India. The rescued nationals arrived in Delhi yesterday and are now proceeding onward to their respective native places to reunite with their families. These stranded Indian citizens were lured by false job promises and subsequently trafficked to the Myanmar border, where they were subjected to coercion, physical abuse, and forced cyber scam operations. Social media platform X has admitted its mistake and acknowledged gaps in its content moderation standards. Government sources informed that the company has said that they will operate in accordance with the applicable laws and regulations. More from our correspondent.
The issue came to light after the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology issued a notice to X raising concerns over the circulation of obscene and sexually explicit content on the platform. This includes content narrated or amplified through its AI tool, Grok. In its letter to the Chief Compliance Officer of X India Operations, the ministry said users were misusing Grok AI to create fake accounts to host, generate, publish or share obscene images or videos of women in a derogatory or vulgar manner. The ministry said that the platform was not adhering to regulatory provisions under the Information Technology Act 2000 and the IT Rules 2021. Government sources said that around 3,500 pieces of content were blocked and more than 600 accounts deleted following the scrutiny. They added that the platform has assured it will not allow obscene imagery going forward. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Myanmar resumed voting for the second round of its first general election in 5 years. Polling stations are organized in 100 townships across the country for the second round of voting. Many of those areas have seen clashes in recent months or remain under heightened security, underscoring the risks surrounding the vote. The election is being held in 3 phases due to armed conflicts. The first round took place on 28th of December in 102 of the country's total 330 townships. A final round is scheduled for 25th January. Though 65 townships will not take part because of armed conflicts. UK Shadow Foreign Secretary Priti Patel has called on the British government to intervene in the increasing violence in Bangladesh, which has included the killing of Hindus, and to use its influence to help restore stability in the country. The Conservative MP shared her letter to Foreign Secretary Vyet Cooper on social media, urging the Labour government to make a statement on the issue in the House of Commons. In her letter, Patel cited reports that at least 6 Hindus were killed over an 18-day period in recent weeks. Meanwhile, India's Ministry of External Affairs has condemned what it described as a disturbing pattern of recurring attacks on minorities in Bangladesh. Meanwhile, another Hindu youth has died in Bangladesh, intensifying concerns over violence against religious minorities. 19-year-old Joy Mohapatra died on Friday at a hospital in Sylhet after allegedly ingesting poison following a dispute over unpaid mobile phone installments in Derai Upazila of Sunamganj. Joy's family alleged that he was beaten, humiliated and provoked by shopkeeper Amirul Islam of Burhanpur village over a delayed 500 taka installment for a mobile phone bought on credit. His mother claimed the shopkeeper forced him to ingest poison, an allegation denied by the accused. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You are listening to World News. Iran's authorities indicated that they could intensify their crackdown on the biggest anti-government demonstrations in years, with the Revolutionary Guards blaming unrest on terrorists and vowing to safeguard the governing system. A report.
There were fresh reports of violence across Iran, although an internet blackout made it difficult to assess the full extent of unrest. New videos posted online purported to show fresh protests in a number of neighborhoods in the capital, Tehran, and several cities, including Rasht in the north, Tabriz in the northwest, and Shiraz and Kerman in the south. The exiled son of Iran's last Shah, who has emerged as a prominent voice in the fragmented opposition, made his strongest call yet for the protest to broaden into a revolt to topple the clerical rulers. State media said a municipal building was set on fire in Karaj, west of Tehran, and blamed Reuters. State TV broadcast footage of funerals of members of the security forces, it said, were killed in protests in the cities of Shiraz, Qom, and Hamadan. Footage posted yesterday on social media showed large crowds gathered in Tehran and fires lit in the street. Protests have spread across Iran since December 28, beginning in response to soaring inflation and quickly turning political, with protesters demanding end-to-end clerical rule. Authorities accused the U.S. and Israel of fomenting unrest. A senior U.S. intelligence official described the situation as an endurance game. Iranian rights group says at least 50 protesters and 15 security personnel have been killed and some 2,300 arrested. Shagun Chopra for World News.
U.S. State Department's Bureau of Consular Affairs warned U.S. citizens in Venezuela to leave the country immediately as international flights have resumed. The Bureau said in a social media post that the security situation in Venezuela remains fluid and there are reports of groups of armed militias known as colectivos setting up roadblocks and searching vehicles for evidence of U.S. citizenship or support for the United States. The Bureau informed that Venezuela has the highest travel advisory level, that is level 4, due to severe risks to Americans. An overnight Ukrainian drone attack injured at least 4 people and damaged several buildings in Russia's southern city of Voronezh. According to the governor of Voronezh region, an emergency service facility, 7 apartment buildings and 6 houses were damaged as a result of the attack. Ukraine stated that the strike was meant to disrupt Russia's military efforts and respond to the ongoing Russian attacks on Ukrainian cities. Meanwhile, Russia fired a hypersonic missile on Friday at a site in Ukraine near NATO member Poland. The U.S. military said it carried out multiple strikes in Syria, targeting the Islamic State militant group as part of an operation launched in December last year. A statement from U.S. Central Command did not specify whether anyone was killed in the strikes, but said that the latest attacks were part of an operation launched after Islamic State militants killed U.S. military personnel in Syria on 13th of December. The U.S. military said 2 American soldiers and a civilian interpreter were killed in that incident. Union Minister for Sports Mansukh Mandviya, along with former Brazilian footballer Gilberto da Silva, unveiled the FIFA World Cup 2026 trophy as it began its 3-day tour of India yesterday. The unveiling ceremony marked the start of the prestigious trophy's journey across the country, giving football fans a rare opportunity to witness the iconic silverware up close. As part of the tour, the FIFA World Cup 2026 trophy will remain in Delhi for 2 days. The trophy will then be taken to Guwahati for 1 day, extending the celebrations to the northeastern region of the country. In cricket, India is all set to start their 2026 season today as they face New Zealand in the first match of the 3-match ODI series in Vadodara, Gujarat. The match will start at 1:30 p.m. This will be the last ODI series for India before they head into full T20 mode with the T20 World Cup 2026 and the IPL 2026 on the horizon. Veterans like Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli are set to return in action. The second ODI will be played at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot on 14th January, while the third and final match is set to take place at the Holkar Stadium in Indore on 18th of January. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. 27 Indians lured into illegal jobs in Myanmar rescued back to India. Social media platform X acknowledges gaps in content moderation standards, assures compliance with Indian laws. Iran authorities indicate intensified crackdown on largest anti-government demonstrations in years. And in cricket, first ODI 3-match series between India and New Zealand to be played in Vadodara this afternoon. That's all in the end, and that's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.